tetanus is caused by a bacteria called Clostridia tetani. All right. This bacteria is common in cow and horse dung. Okay, it's in the gut of cows and, you know, bigger animals like that. All right. And that is the bug that can give you lockjaw, can give you tetanus and all these symptoms. Okay. Rust has nothing to do with it. Rusty nails do not cause tetanus. They're not possible. It's bacteria that causes tetanus, not rusty nails.
Tetanus isn't a vaccine, number one, because tetanus isn't a communicable disease. You step on a rusty nail and you get the microbes from horse manure. There's no more horse manure on our streets. Yeah, if you work in a farm or something like that, you might think about that. But yeah, you're immunized by the sequences that are everywhere, you know, so ground, walk on the earth. I believe I said that and they made fun of me. Yeah, there's lots of tetani on the soil and exposed to your skin, mucosal surfaces. If we expose these things, we're boosted all the time. Tetanus is not a communicable disease. You know, 10 years a booster, they just made it up. There's no data behind any of it.
What would I do if I stepped on a rusty nail? Well, I'd wash it out with hydrogen peroxide, number one, thoroughly. Get it real clean, right? There's a homeopathic remedy called Hypericum. And there's also an herb, which is Hypericum, is called St. John's wort, okay? Those are also very, very good remedies for puncture wounds. Colloidal silver is another excellent remedy to prevent these types of things. So if you were to step on a rusty nail, I would clean it out, but I would also take colloidal silver internally.